Yesterday at 6 a.m., FBI agents entered a New York City apartment inhabited by a shaggy-haired 26-year-old crypto bro named Shane Copeland and raided his home. The feds are not too happy with him right now because he runs a website called Polymarket that allows users to buy futures contracts about the outcome of world events, like will the U.S. confirm aliens exist, will there be a monkeypox pandemic, is Taylor Swift pregnant, and who will win the 2024 presidential election. It sounds like a cool website, the only problem is that it's still very illegal in the United States. Contrary to popular belief, this is not a free country where you can just place bets in unregulated markets. So Polymarket doesn't actually offer services to U.S. customers, but it was still highly influential and highly accurate in the 2024 election, and that has the mainstream media and their pollsters seething because it was supposed to be a historically tight race.
So tight.
The company made the following statement. This is obviously political retribution by the outgoing administration against Polymarket for providing a market that correctly called the 2024 presidential election. But there's a lot more to the story, and in today's video, we'll try to figure out why the feds are going after Polymarket. It is November 14th, 2024, and you're watching The Code Report. The first thing we need to understand is how websites like Polymarket work. It's not the only player in this game. Robinhood also let you invest in the future outcome of the election, but its biggest rival is Kalshi, which actually got regulatory approval for U.S. customers to make wagers. But these companies don't work like a Vegas sportsbook, where a central odds maker sets two sides of a bet to profit on the spread between them. Instead, Polymarket works more like derivatives or stock options in financial markets. The actual odds are determined on a continuous basis as money flows into each side of the trade. If more money flows into red, the odds go up and the potential payout goes down, and vice versa. Then users can buy and sell shares to profit or lose money on the outcome. This results in a real-time stream of what people actually believe will happen in the future. It's a perfectly efficient free market, at least in theory. When it came to the 2024 presidential election, it handled over $3.6 billion in trading volume. What's unique about Polymarket is that all bets are settled using smart contracts via Polygon, which is a sublayer of the Ethereum network. It's actually one of the few Web3 applications that delivered on all the hype from a few years ago. However, an investigation by Fortune magazine found that about one-third of the trading volume showed signs of market manipulation, where shares were bought and sold simultaneously to pump up the actual trading volume. In addition, when they investigated the actual blockchain, they found a mismatch between a reported volume of $2.7 billion and actual on-chain activity only representing $1.75 billion. But the beauty of crypto is that we can audit all this stuff in public. Furthermore, in January 2022, Polymarket was fined $1.4 million by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission for a variety of violations, like failing to register as a swap execution facility. At the end of the day, though, if you wanted to know the outcome of the election in advance, Polymarket was a much better guide than the mainstream media. The company itself has raised over $70 million and is backed by Peter Thiel, and even has Mark Cuban as an investor, who also said their election odds were worthless, although he may have been under the influence of copium. One thing's for sure, though, the crypto markets love the outcome of this election. Bitcoin just eclipsed $90,000, and now that Elon is in charge of the Department of Government Efficiency, the likelihood of any new harmful crypto regulation is extremely low. And Trump has even pledged to pardon crypto bros like Ross Ulbricht, who have been thrown in prison for life. In fact, you can even buy shares on Polymarket for that event. But now that brings us to the question, why was Shane Copeland raided? They seized all of his electronic devices, and I would speculate the feds are looking for evidence that he was complicit in letting U.S. citizens break laws, like betting on Polymarket. But if he was also actively encouraging it, then he could be in major trouble. Like maybe they open up Telegram and find a message to his grandma that tells her how to use a VPN, then create a crypto wallet, then buy USDC, then transfer it to your anonymous wallet, then transfer it to Polymarket to make illegal investments on his website. That would be bad, but I'm not implying him or his grandma of any wrongdoing. But another theory on the internet is that he's being arrested for erection interference. All the other betting markets had similar odds, but the reason the feds might hate Polymarket is for one, that it's a crypto community, and two, it's backed by Peter Thiel. At one time, he was an FBI informant, but he's a huge fan of J.D. Vance and helped bankroll his career. Whether it's actual political retribution or not, we may never know, but just hours ago after they finished waterboarding him, Shane Copeland immediately took to Twitter and clearly stated that this was a last-ditch effort to go after companies they deemed to be associated with political opponents. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.